guys, welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. I never really thought about finances until I got married. Before then, I was living at home, I was making decent money, and so I splurged a little, or a lot. But then I got married, and all of a sudden, now I have to be accountable to someone other than myself. Finances suddenly became important and needed to be discussed. Even though they weren't the easiest or most pleasant conversations to have, I'm so glad that we had them, and now together have come up with a plan and goal for our financial status. So keep listening as I share what I learned about how to talk to your spouse about finances. Like I said before, I never really thought about finances before I got married. I lived at home, I wasn't paying rent, I had no debt, and I kind of spent as I pleased. Then I married Jake. And to give you some background, Jake is the most financially responsible person that I know. He's frugal and smart with his money. He invests and buys stock. He took out a 5-year car loan and paid it off in 3 years. So basically, he's the complete opposite of what I am. Before, we were both living at home and we didn't have any debt going into our marriage. So even though Jake was frugal, you know, we still got used to being a little loose with our money. And then we got married, and now we had things like rent and utilities and internet and groceries and all these things that we hadn't really ever had to pay for because they were just always there. So now it was time to really sit down and discuss not only our finances, but our lifestyle and how we wanted to live with the money that we made. Not only make a plan for our right now, but a plan for our future as well, and a plan for unexpected events that could happen. We wanted to be prepared and to be smart with our money. And I'll admit that at first, I was a little uncomfortable. I'd never had to give any type of accountability of my spending to anyone but myself. And now we were talking about our spendings and our budgets and our spending habits, and it was a little weird. But the best thing that I learned from that was first to always use effective communicating skills. No one wants to feel attacked. And when they do, they will put up a defense and they will tune you out. And your conversation won't go anywhere. So make sure when you approach the conversation that you don't do it in a way that is abrupt or attacking to someone, because finances are a sensitive issue. If there is a talk that needs to be had, make sure that you let your spouse know beforehand that you'd like to talk to them about it. Schedule a time. My husband came to me first and asked me if there was a time that we could sit down and talk about our finances, and we both agreed on a set time. And when I went into the conversation, it wasn't unexpected. I wasn't blindsided. I went in knowing full well what we would be discussing, and it also gave me time to prepare myself and think about things that maybe I wanted to discuss as well. Make sure when you're communicating that you do it in a kindly and respectful way, just like you would in any other situations. Don't point fingers. Don't blame your spouse. The second thing I learned is that you and your spouse are a partnership. So when talking about finances, you have to collaborate and both bring ideas to the table. Just because your husband may be the only one that works or the one that handles the bills or finances doesn't mean that you, as the woman in the relationship, that you don't get a say or you don't have an opinion. Or vice versa, if the woman is in charge of the finances, it doesn't mean that the husband's opinion doesn't matter, that he shouldn't speak up or contribute to that conversation. A couple's finances should not all be placed on one person. And all decisions should be made together. If you feel like there's a change that needs to be made, then speak up. If you don't agree with something, let it be known. Not everything needs to be resolved or fixed right then and there. You guys can give yourself time to think about it and come back and discuss. The most important thing is that you both do your part and contribute equally to your financial planning. The third thing that I learned is to focus on your goals, not your bills. It's so easy to get caught up and to narrow in on what you both need to pay off or what bills are coming up, and that can be stressful. So instead, focus on what your goals are. If you're saving up for a trip or a vacation, think about that instead of thinking about how little money you might have right now or how little money you'll have until your next paycheck. Think about the importance of where that money's going and what you'll get out of it. If you're saving up for a house, find joy in planning what kind of house you want to get and how happy you'll be to finally have your own place and decorate it how you want to decorate it. Focus on that instead of focusing on how hard the sacrifice is right now. And it might be hard to have to cut back now on the immediate things, but it'll be so much more worth it when you reach your goal. Talking about finances doesn't have to be this dreadful, awful thing. It doesn't have to tear your relationship apart. In fact, it can draw you guys closer together. And I will say, make sure to discuss finances early on. If you're thinking about getting married, if you're engaged, make sure to have this talk. And that way it doesn't come as a surprise or a shock in your marriage. And of course, there will be other times during your marriage that you'll have to sit down and talk about it. But start now. Get used to those conversations now. Financial discussions don't have to be this thing that ends up in tears and anger. It can be a positive thing. It is a positive thing because it's important to the both of you, and you're both setting goals to better your life. So come to the discussion with an open mind, willing to discuss, set goals as a couple, and personal goals as well, and hold each other accountable for those goals and talk about them. So there are my three tips for discussing finances with your spouse. Let me know if you try them out and how they work for you. And if you do have any more tips, leave us a comment below. Thanks for listening, guys. We will see you right back here on Monday.